Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories. That can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege and opportunity to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to tell parts of her story. So please join me in saying hey to Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey. How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Really good. I'm glad it's Saturday. It's been a long week, and I'm looking forward to chilling this weekend, but I'm also really looking forward to hearing your story.
Well, thank you. Pam.
So to get us started, if you wouldn't mind, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep yourself busy.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Kelsey Smith, and I am from Springfield, Illinois. I am a student at the University of Wisconsin up at Stevens Point, and I will be graduating this spring with a degree in history. And I don't really know what I'm going to do after school, but that's kind of up in the air.
Awesome. So you're going to be graduating in May. That's like right around the corner.
It is. Yes.
It must be really exciting.
It's been a much anticipated, time to, because I'm in my, sixth year. So I've been kind of waiting for this opportunity for quite some time.
I'm sure you're probably like saying, I'm ready for school to be over.
I am, yes.
So why did you choose history as your major?
I changed my a major three times or so, and I've always had an interest in it, history, and so I just felt that that it just kind of pulled me in, and that I've just always had an interest in it.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Why did you change your major a couple of times?
Well, I was first going to school for I chose Stevens Point because of the to be a natural a resource a major, and Stevens Point is the school to go to. When I began my freshman year, I just didn't have an interest in natural resources anymore. And so I was a health promotion a major, and then I was a hospitality and tourism a major, and then that's when I decided history, because that's where I had the most interest in.
So,
just kind of happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does happen. I've been part of my career history includes I've been a career counselor for many years, working with both young people and adults. And it's hard to find what you think you want to do for the rest of your life when you're a young person. So, what you're doing is certainly natural because you kind of got to have some experience in the work before you can decide that you're, passionate about it. So, what do you think will come next?
I don't know. I actually applied to be in the Peace Corps, and I have an interview time. So I'm really interested in traveling, and so hopefully, if I do get into the Peace Corps, that will kind of guide me. Because as of now, I don't have any idea what I'm going to do after school. So I am hoping that the Peace Corps will give me some kind of direction.
And it sounds like it's a natural fit with the history major because that might give you the opportunity to travel to some places that you've actually, learned about in some of your history classes, and traveling itself is a real education.
I've traveled all over the place, and I've learned so much from traveling that's what I am passionate about, and if I could get paid to travel, that would be awesome.
Well, hey, you never know. Maybe some type of opportunity will come from the experience in the peace in the peace Peace Corps. So you said you have an interview coming up?
Well, I don't have a I don't have a specific time, but I got an email the other day telling me to schedule an interview. So,
So, how do you feel about that? I mean, I know for me, being a person who stutters, interviews are not always something that I look forward to. How do you feel about it? What are you thinking about it?
Well, it's an in-person interview, so I don't have to like talk over the phone or anything, which to me, an in-person interview, it's extremely stressful. Just 'cause like you don't know how people are gonna react to your stutter, but the more interviews I've gone on, I don't get as nervous as I used to, but it's always still definitely going through my head and all that stuff that am I gonna stutter more and all that stuff, but but because it's an in-person interview, I'm not really stressing out about it too much.
Do you find that you stutter less in in-person interviews than you do over the phone?
Oh yes. Yes, I for me, I always stutter less when I'm talking to them. I always stutter less when I'm talking to people in person as over the phone. But that's just how I've always been.
Why do you think that is?
For me, it's because I can't see if I talk to people over the phone, I can't see them. And so I can't get like a reaction from them. But also, the person, if I do stutter, they don't know I stutter, so they always will mostly ask me say that we have a bad that they say there's a bad reception and all that stuff, but they don't know I stutter. And that just gets me more stressed and tensed, which causes me to stutter more.
So how do you handle it in person? Do you advertise or disclose like at the beginning?
I actually have not ever disclosed to somebody that I stutter. The first time that I actually told people I stutter was when I gave a presentation this past woo week. So I haven't ever disclosed it in an interview, but that's definitely something that I'm going to do more often.
And you said that this past week you did a presentation and it was the first time that you disclosed.
Yes, it was.
So how is that? Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how did you get through several years of college without doing it until just this past week?
I've been giving presentations since probably a middle school, but I went to everybody that I went to school with knew I stuttered, but giving presentations, I didn't ever feel comfortable giving them, even though people knew I stuttered. And so I would used to memorize my presentation, and then I would go through it without really knowing what I was talking about because I was so concerned about my stutter. And then when I got into college, it was the same kind of thing. And I actually my sophomore year of college, I was signed up for a public speaking course, and the head of the communication department told me that until I stopped studying, I couldn't be in the course.
Oh my God.
I know, right? Yeah. So, at the time, I was I was 19, and I was very uncomfortable studying as it is. And to hear that from a teacher was the most, it was the hardest thing ever to hear. And so after that, I was really really self-conscious. And I would ask teachers if I could do a different assignment instead of having to give the present instead of having to give a present a present a I would ask teachers if I could do a different assignment instead of having to give the present 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 Asian. And after the NSA conference this past July, I just decided that I wanted to give them more. Because I've always enjoyed giving speeches and all of that stuff, but I've hated them too because of my stutter. And I just thought this was the time that I would just get up there and say that I stutter and all that stuff. So,
So, like, what What did you do? I mean, is that exactly what you did? You just got up in front of the class and just said and advertised, or I mean,
Yeah, I before I began, I just got up there and I said I stutter, and if you have any core questions, or if there's anything that you didn't hear or didn't understand, don't hesitate to ask me afterwards. And that's all that I said. And it was the most it was an extremely it was very it reduced all of the stress that I had about stuttering, because they knew what to expect, and I didn't have to feel that I had to hide it.
Wow, so it almost sounds like it gave you like a lot of freedom.
I for the first time giving a presentation, I was like, I knew everything that I said, and I was aware of like what I was talking about, because I didn't have to worry about not studying.
So you had planned to advertise this to your classmates.
I did, yeah.
So by planning it, you were able to know your material better because you weren't worried about speaking, you were worried about knowing your material.
Yes.
Wow, that is so awesome that you did that. How did you feel after your presentation?
I felt awesome. It was really exciting. It gave me confidence to give presentations and to speak in front of people. Because I mean, I've in because I enjoy giving presentations. And so that's and I'm actually thinking of about different jobs and stuff where I do have to do public speaking, because that's I do enjoy doing it.
Did any of your classmates or the teacher have any questions for you?
They did, but not anything that they needed me to repeat. It was
Okay.
more core questions about the presentation, and
Awesome.
yeah,
Did you get your grade yet?
I didn't know. I did not.
What do you think you're going to get?
I'm hoping to get an A.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
Hopefully.
that's what I hoped that you would say, 'cause
Yes.
it sounds like you nailed it.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And we know each other. We met in person at the NSA conference, but we've also kept up on Facebook, and I saw your comment on Facebook this week about how stoked you were that you did this and how great you felt about it. Yeah, awesome. So going back to the mention of the NSA conference, that was your first time, right?
Yes, it was.
How did it help you attending a conference and meeting so many other people who stutter?
Well, growing up, I didn't know anybody who stuttered, and so I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. So I just kind of like, as a kid, people knew I stuttered, but I didn't talk about it, and I didn't ever feel comfortable with my stutter. And the NSA conference really gave me the confidence and the acceptance that I stutter. Because, you know, as a kid, I would always hope and I would, you know, get up each morning hoping that my stutter would just stop. And I didn't ever really accept that I do stutter. So the NSA conference gave me that confidence and the acceptance that I stutter. And so right now I'm, you know, we're working on feeling free to accept my stutter, and that if and like what to do if other people kind of like tease me and all that stuff. So yeah, and it the NSA conference was definitely awesome to hear other people, especially my own age, and how much our stories are alike and all that stuff, and having people to talk to. Yeah, because I would like try to talk to my parents about stuttering, but because they didn't stutter, like they didn't know how to react to it. So I just kept all my emotions from stuttering in. And since the NSA conference, I've just been talking about it more often.
It sounds like they're saying that the NSA has it. Sounds like it changed your life.
It did, yes. Oh, yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning to go again?
I am, yes.
So you're gonna be in Arizona?
Yes, if I don't get the Peace Corps job, then I will definitely be there.
Oh, so wow. So that's kind of like something that could be good and bad. You might not be able to go to the NSA because you're going to the Peace Corps, but the Peace Corps is something really exciting too.
Right. It's it's definitely the Peace Corps would definitely be an awesome experience, but I don't want to do it just because I wouldn't be able to go to the NSA conference. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of a nice dilemma to have, right? Because both of them would be, you know, amazing experiences, and the one thing that you can definitely, you know, keep in the back of your mind is that there'll be other opportunities to attend an NSA conference because it's every year.
Yeah.
And you know, and this, you know, the opportunity for the Peace Corps might be, you know, I mean, this could be like a, you know, a once in a lifetime opportunity for you to really broaden your horizons and figure out what you're going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it sounds like such a perfect fit for you, because it sounds like you're becoming more confident at like just the right stage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned your parents and you never like really felt like you could talk with your parents about stuttering. Did you ever have any therapy as a kid?
I did. Let's see. I started speech therapy in elementary school. I'm actually currently in therapy through my school up at Stevens Point. But the therapy I got in grade school what is completely different than what I'm getting now. Like I wasn't ever, like I didn't ever talk about what it meant for me to stutter. It was always how to stop how to stop stuttering. And so that's why I would always hope that my stuttering would just stop, because that's what I was taught in AOP in school.
So now you're working with somebody that's focusing more on that it's okay to stutter. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes and no. I mean, it's how to use like my speaking control foothold and how to turn them on and off. But through the therapy now, I've just been talking more about my about my about what it's like for me to stutter.
Has that been a good experience?
It has, yes. And I've been talking more about my emotions about studying since the NSA conference, because I didn't, just 'cause I wasn't, you know, ever, just 'cause I didn't ever get that chance to as a kid. And like after the NSA conference, I was talking to some friends about it, and they even and they commented to me about they didn't realize that I think about studying and that will away, and that they hadn't ever like really known what it's like for me to stutter. And it's just, it's, yeah.
So it's kind of given you the opportunity to open up your friend's eyes a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Now,
Yes.
have you kept up with people from the NSA?
I have, yes. Yeah, I mean, the people that I did meet, I've been talking to on the Facebook and all that stuff, and the different experiences and how we handle it. Because a couple of the people that I met, that was the first NSA conference too, and just how like our experiences are after attending and how we react to them differently.
Wow, so it's definitely it sounds like you're a much more confident and courageous person now than you were, say, maybe two or 3 years ago.
Yes. Yes.
Terrific. How would you say that stuttering has kind of shaped your life at this point? Do you think it's contributed to like who you are as a person?
Oh yes. It's up through a middle school, I was much more outgoing, and I was very I was a talkative person in class. And then as soon as I got into high school, I realized that I was different and that I didn't want people to tease me. And that's when I like that's when I became a really like insecure person, and was m much more aware of my stutter. And I did definitely think that stuttering has sh has shaped who I am.
For the better at this point.
I don't know. Yes, I, well, I don't know. I'm definitely trying to become a more talkative person, because I don't like how much studying has held me back before. And I want to, and I don't want studying to hide me. That I don't want studying to define who I am. And I'm just, I want to raise people. I want to bring studying awareness to other people.
Well, I think that you're well on the road to doing that, by disclosing to your college classmates and doing a presentation. Certainly sounds like you raised awareness there. And, just doing this interview, this conversation, which of course will be public, it'll be on the internet. I think that this is gonna raise awareness. If you encourage your friends and people that went, that you met at the conference to listen to it, I'm sure that this is going to raise awareness because you've been so honest, and I really appreciate that, Kelsey, how honest you've been.
Thank
That
you.
takes a lot of guts.
Yes,
And
it
I really like the last thing that you just said. You don't want stuttering to hide you.
does.
And I think that that's what stuttering does for a lot of people, particularly women. We just kind of let it take over, and we just kind of hide our true selves. And when we reach that point where we're no longer doing that, it's kind of like, watch out, world, here I come. And it sounds like you're at that point a little bit.
I mean, I'm obviously not 100% there, but in between this past July and now, my confidence has definitely gone through the roof.
What do you think about doing this conversation? I mean, how do you feel? We've been talking now for about 35 minutes. How do you feel?
I definitely feel good. I definitely enjoyed the fact I enjoyed getting to talk to you,
Thank
Pam,
you.
and and I'm definitely I'm excited for my friends and my family to like hear what I have to say in a more honest interview and all that stuff.
And you know what? I think you're going to be really pleased with how confident you sound, because you mentioned earlier that you struggle more talking over the phone, and you really sound confident and poised, and you're a great communicator. I just thought I would point that out for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Is there any piece of advice that in winding down, is there any piece of advice that you would share to a teenage girl that's, struggling with her stuttering and her pathway? What have you learned that you might want to pass on to a younger person at this point?
Definitely to be. Definitely do not let stuttering hide you, because I've gone down that path and it's not cool. And to just be talkative and to be open about what it is you're going about what it is you feel like when you stutter, and just to not let stuttering hide you as a person.
Awesome. Well, I think that you're definitely coming out of hiding, and I'm so thankful and so grateful that we've had this opportunity to chat.
Them too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories. Namana.